a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Rudy, Robert, and Mary anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I certainly appreciate you tuning in today. Before we dig into a successful travel organization with CEO Brett Tolman in our Chief Travel Leader segment, we want to share that our program is sponsored by Seabourn Cruise Line, who offer destinations and experiences of the world on your terms. With their unmatched sense of style, elegance, and grace, Seabourn ships beckon you to travel beyond the bounds of the imagination, and you'll clearly feel that you're a member of an exclusive club as you enjoy a sophisticated and luxurious journey like no other. Seabourn ships offer all suite accommodations, their signature water sports marina, an open bar policy serving premium wine, champagne, and spirits, and renowned menus. With packages and destinations available around the globe, visit Seabourn.com today to learn more about booking your travel or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, as we kick off a new year for this show, we invited Brett Tolman, the CEO of the Travel Corporation, to join us in our latest Chief Travel Leader segment. With his over 30 years of experience as a travel and hotel executive, he presides over a privately held hospitality company with operations on every continent and a rich portfolio of travel industry brands. If you've ever experienced the level of service delivered from one of the Travel Corporation's brands, then you know firsthand the mix of passion, value, and hospitality that's made them successful. So rather than sharing anymore, let's go to the phones and connect with Brett Tolman.
Welcome, Brett, and Happy New Year. It's nice to have you here with Mary and me today.
Thank you, Robert and Mary. So nice to be with you, and Happy New Year to you both.
We appreciate that. So first, I want to start, I think it's important for our audience, I want to acknowledge really what a major player your company is in the travel and hospitality world. And the Travel Corporation operates in over 70 countries. You employ more than 10,000 people. You service over 2 million travelers worldwide. And you have 30 brands within the company, including people will be familiar with Trafalgar Tours, Red Carnations Hotels, Insight Vacations, Contiki Tours, Brendan Vacations, Uniworld River Cruises, and there's more. So I'm curious, Brett, what's your most consistent business and, you know, where is your biggest area for growth in 2018 and beyond?
It's a great question, Robert. Every one of our businesses is important to us. We put the customer at the heart of everything we do for each of the businesses. And we've seen both some very consistent growth as well as some variances over the past several years. Some of it's tied to the stock market, as you know, and some of it is tied certainly to trends in terms of people's interests and concerns. And examples there would be the last couple of years. You know, we've seen explosive growth to Iceland, which has quietened down this year as a result of the demand Iceland's seen for inbound business.
Sure.
And therefore, prices have gone up about 40% this year versus 2017, which has certainly impacted and softened demand. We've seen great demand for Ireland, and that's consistent and ongoing. And that's true for Trafalgar Insight, one of our newer upscale brands, Luxury Gold. It's true for Uniworld in terms of Europe. We've seen softening demand for China over the past several years, but strengthened interest and demand for Vietnam and Cambodia, both on our river cruises as well as on our guided vacations, as we call them today, not tours. Contiki has been fairly inconsistent, unfortunately, in terms of trying to connect with some of the 80 million millennials that there are across the United States. And those are people today typically between the age of, say, 20 and 35. They're amazing experiences for young Americans. As you know, the majority of our nation does not carry passports. And as a parent myself, you know, I'm certainly concerned of where my 18-year-old might go on holiday if it's not with us.
Yeah, right.
And when you're traveling with Contiki, you're traveling with like-minded young people interested in learning about the world, meeting local people, having some authentic local cuisine in the different destinations. And we go to almost every country in the world with Contiki. You're doing it with a very experienced trip manager. It's fantastic value, you know, $150, $200 a day, depending on the trip, a lot of inclusions. And we continue to challenge ourselves to find ways to connect with the young traveler of today. We do a lot of social media. We use social influencers. But we continue to challenge ourselves to find ways to connect with them.
Right.
We also talk to their parents and grandparents.
That's a great idea, Brett. I think we could have a whole radio show on millennials and travel because it's such an important sector of the industry, and it's such a unique sector. I'd like to touch on something that I heard you say about the customer is at the heart of all of your businesses. As a privately owned company, I would love for you to talk a little bit to our listeners about your company philosophy, and I'm guessing it is very much about the customers based on what you said earlier, and how you trickle down your philosophy to your employees.
We're a family-run business, as you said. We're in our fourth generation now. It was started by my grandfather in South Africa, where our family was born. And we now have two of my older sister's children in the business. Being a family-run business, we have no debt within the business, and we take a very long-term view to our brand. And in doing so, we have the pleasure, really, and the opportunity not being in the public markets, not being a public company, and having that constant pressure of the next quarter's profits to really invest in our businesses in terms of our people, the training that we do and so forth, which I'll come back to in a second. But we embrace and recognize coming from hospitality. Both my parents and I really grew up in the hotel business first and foremost.
Yeah, and I want to talk to you about that in a minute, but please continue.
Okay. How important it is to deliver great service. If you deliver great service to someone, they'll have a fantastic time, they will remember you, they'll come back, and they will tell other people about the great holidays that you have. And so that's why we put the customer at the heart of everything we do. We have a set of core beliefs and values, and the most important one's called our commitment to establishing lasting relationships with our guests by exceeding their expectations the first time. And the only way we do that is obviously with great staff or people who deliver those experiences, quality, and value each and every time. So we invest heavily in our people, in how we recruit them, how we compensate them, how we train them, and how we motivate them. Some of the motivation, for example, is my mother is quite legendary in our industry.
Okay, can we stop for one second? I want to reintroduce you to our listeners, and that is exactly who I want to talk about because we felt her her influence at Ashford Castle.
Yeah, we actually took the show. Yeah. We were at Ashford Castle back in April when we did the program.
I just want to reintroduce you in case anyone's just tuning in. Robert and I are speaking with the CEO of the Travel Corporation, Brett Tolman, in our latest Chief Travel Leader segment.
All right, so we're going to talk about your mother, and really from this standpoint, you know, many people in our audience, you know, they hear us talk about hotels and resorts that are associated with, you know, Marriott or Hilton or Hyatt or some others, whatever out there. But Red Carnation Hotels, you know, you feature some top properties in the world in excellent locations like London or Geneva or the Channel Islands or South Africa, even Palm Beach here in the States. And as I said, we were at the Red Carnation property, Ashford Castle, back in April, and that's not only a destination, but it's an experience every traveler should go enjoy. So, you know, Mary, we've been talking about that leading into the interview.
I felt like your mother was at the property, even though she wasn't there when we were there, because your staff talked about your mom all the time. And it was
from
just
the recipes
so familial.
Has to be an important part of the way you stand out from the crowd. We've only got about 2 minutes left, but I'd love to know how you help Red Carnation stand out from the crowd.
So my mother's passion and drive is quite remarkable. 7 days a week, she's talking to every one of our general managers. We're lucky we have a small group of hotels, only 17. But she looks at every guest comment each and every day, addressing anything that might come up while they're still there, rather than looking at days, weeks, months afterwards. She's very engaged with our staff. They know how much she cares about them. Every year, she will personally pick a gift for every member of staff at Red Carnation as well as Uniworld. And that's a wonderful example of that personal commitment to our people. Yeah. And that really comes through in them knowing how much we care about them with things like that. We have a party for everyone at Red Carnation and Uniworld each year, which is usually February or March. We bring an amazing 20-piece band from Paris. And it's a night for us to thank them and celebrate them.
You're going to get a lot of people listening right now. They're going to be sending in job applications.
Job.
Exactly right, Brett.
I hope so. Yeah, ECC.com. There's two examples, guys, of what we try to do to imbue in our people a sense of belonging to a family, not just a faceless corporation. operation.
Well, Brett, I want you to hold on with that because we're coming up to a hard break. So I'm going to ask you to stay with this as we've got a few other items we want to get to. And we'll continue this discussion momentarily. Folks, as we do head to the break, you're going to hear that music. A reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. After these messages, we're going to discuss the Travel Corporation's various tour operations, and we're going to get a little personal with our guest, and that is the CEO of the Travel Corporation, Brett Tolman. Thanks for being here with us today, and we're back with more RM World Travel after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com. To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
It is segment three, everyone. Welcome back to the New York area. Robert and Mary with you as we continue with our guest, Brett Tolman, CEO of the Travel Corporation, in our first 2018 edition of the Chief Travel Leader interview. And Mary, I know we wanted to pick up on a few things and get back to that discussion.
Yeah, Brett, thank you for staying with us. As we said earlier, you have around 30 brands in your portfolio operating in 70 countries. You're talking to a large American travel audience as well as a few stations in Canada. What are some lesser-known places that you personally enjoy traveling to around the world that you'd suggest people pay maybe a little more attention to these days or at least look into when planning future travels?
Great question. Hello, everyone. I think it's fantastic to do different types of travel. One is to revisit places you've been before that really struck your heart or resonated some way with you. London, for example, is one of my favorite places in the world to visit, not just for business, but leisure. Never get tired of it. I could say the same for Paris.
Agree.
But equally, exploring new destinations for the first time, I think, is one of the most beautiful and enticing aspects of leisure travel. This year, I'm taking my family on a purpose-driven trip to India. Mm-hmm. Never been before. It's been number one on my bucket list for many years. We're going to Rajasthan and joining what's called a Meet a Week trip, where you go for a week, really immerse yourself in the destination, meet and spend time with local people. And we're going to help build a school as part of this charity organization that we're very dedicated to called we.org.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very interested in going to new places that have emerged after war-torn periods of history. So if you go to the Balkans, Serbia, Croatia, that I've spent some time in the past several years, it's fantastic to see how tourism is helping lift those economies and local people up from devastating periods where many of them lost their lives or were terribly impacted by the war in those areas. We've gone recently back into Sri Lanka, looking at going into Colombia and other places like that where, again, there's similar periods of transformation that are coming about after years of terrible activities that have been going on there. I think everyone needs to recognize that tourism is an incredible force for good. It generates employment, it generates tax revenue, and other ways that greatly benefit local economy.
Well, you know, Brett, I want to interrupt you on that. I want to ask you this, because this is our Chief Travel Leader segment, and when I'm hearing you, if I think I know where you're going on this, I'd love to know, what about the travel industry do you enjoy the most? And I'm hearing some of that, but when did you know that your passions for travel would become your career?
When I was 8 years old.
Really?
Growing up in the industry with my parents, it was hotels then in South Africa. But working with people really gives me the most pleasure and delight. Working shoulder to shoulder to cook a meal and serve it to someone and give them a memorable evening, whether it's, you know, it's a special anniversary or whatever it might be. And then traveling and meeting more local people that either serve you or that I get to roll up my sleeves and cook with them, which I love. Those are, for me, are some of the personal benefits and pleasures of travel. But equally, when I spend time meeting some of our travelers, when I go on our trips to make sure we're delivering everything we say we will, learning from them and listening to their stories and what they've enjoyed are sometimes some of the smallest things. Meeting someone and learning about how they make their cheese, or going to Sorrento, where we take people to a lemon grove and tasting some of the limoncello they make and learning how hard and different it is for them to grow their lemons on the hillside and then get them to market. You know, all of these stories, I think, are just amazing.
And you really are painting a picture right now of how diverse and really how travel just infects all of us.
Yeah.
And, yes, it is about the stock market, as we said. The last segment is also about the people. It certainly is all about the people. But it's about those experiences. And, you know, real quick, give me one or two things that we should expect from Travel Corporation in 2018.
Just one thing, if I can add very quickly, do not listen to the news. Do not be fearful of what you hear. Sometimes I just came back from Mexico with my family. You read about all the things that are going on, you know, on with street violence and
right.
so forth. We saw none of it. It's no different.
Well, amen to that, because I agree. We talk about that all the time. I agree with you on that.
Please, if you're thinking about travel, just get out there and do it. So for 2018, our new You by Uniworld chips, first time a company is focused on travel just for millennials on the rivers, 21 to 45 years old,
right.
Amazing trips in France, and then along the Rhine, Main Danube. Those are going to be very exciting. We're doing some expansion at the lodge at Ashford Castle, where we're building a big spa. Just so many new activities.
Well, we're definitely going to stay in touch, and we're going to look to have you back, because I want to talk about the Tread Right Foundation as well that you're involved with. It's going by too quickly, but enjoy the weekend. Our best to you and your team at Travel Corporation for a healthy, happy, and successful 2018. Thanks, Brett.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Brett.
All your listeners.
Take care.
God bless.
I'd say we could have talked to him for another hour, Mary.
Yeah, absolutely. Many topics to cover.
We definitely will have him back. All right, folks, before we hit the break, we want to share that this portion of the show is made possible by Travel Pro Luggage.
One of the secrets to a successful trip is having quality luggage, and that's why Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers, and, of course, the Travel Trio. They're an industry pioneer creating the roll-aboard wheeled luggage, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties.
You know, the reality is there's a lot of choices when choosing luggage out there, but you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. And that's why we use Travel Pro when we're on the move, whether it's for our personal belongings or our equipment, whatever it may be. Check out TravelPro.com for all their retailers, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. And on that note, Mary, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to reconnect with Rudy up in Chile, Minnesota, although I don't think that anyone this weekend has a lock on chilliness here in the U.S. There's no monopoly this weekend for sure. But folks, don't despair. Mary and I are going to be back at the top of hour two with you as we talk everything and anything travel with you. So stick around. The RM World Travel Express is back in 3 minutes.
World Travel phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.